You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
10 Takes is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. We promise it every week. We deliver it every week, and we do it in 10 minutes. I don't know what's going to happen this week. I'm off a plane. I'm jet lagged. I'm underslept. I might be a wreck. This might be the show that finally blows up in my face. Do you want to witness that? You better believe you do. That's why you clicked. I said 10 minutes. Let's get to 10 minutes. Start the timer now. Take number one. Bengals had the best win of the weekend. They smacked San Francisco. They came out of that bye week and smacked them. We haven't seen them in a couple weeks. The last time we saw the Bengals, their defense was calling game on a very good Seahawks team. Ja'Marr Chase is cruising. Joe Burrow is healthy. They are the team to fear the most in the AFC, especially if you're the reigning AFC champion Chiefs. If you were to sit Andy Reid down and go to like a some sort of cantina or a bar and give him some sliders and give him a nice, tall, shaken, not stirred truth serum and say, Andy, who's the team you want to see the least in the playoffs? I think he'd be like, it's those damn Bengals. Never mind the Ravens or the Steelers or the Jaguars or the Bills. It's the Bengals. They've gone into Arrowhead before. They've won an Arrowhead before in the playoffs. They're completely fearless. Joe Burrow doesn't blink. This team is good. I was in LA over the weekend. I'm doing game day morning with my guys, Rich Eisen, Michael Irvin, Kurt Warner, Steve Mariucci. We pick all the games, right? That's what you do on those shows. I was the only person at the desk to pick the Bengals over the 49ers, who have a whole bunch of other problems. And it felt pretty good to actually come through with one of those, to lone wolf it, as they say. The Bengals, the team that should scare the reigning AFC champs the most coming off that win. Again, they smacked them, San Francisco. Take number two. The Eagles are the calm in the storm. All across the league, as we're getting into the middle of the season now, and good teams are becoming average teams, and great teams are becoming good teams, we're really showing who all these teams are. The Eagles are the standard that you can trust. The Chiefs just scored 9 points yesterday. The 49ers can't win a football game. The Eagles are just stacking them. And you're ready for that step back. You want that step back. You're hoping for that step back from the Eagles. And when Washington went up early on them yesterday, like, oh, here it is. Here's the Eagles' dud game. Here's the one where they lay an egg. Nope. They don't do it. They are the most solid, most consistent, the best team in the NFL is the Philadelphia Eagles. And if they start doing that stuff where they line up for the brotherly shove and then run a little fake reverse to Swift off it, all hope is lost. Abandon hope, all ye who enter into the Eagles schedule, because they are cruising. They are the standard. Take number three. I am so pissed, not just sad, not just depressed, pissed off about the Kirk Cousins injury. That's the stage of grief that I'm in right now. Why now? Why would you have to take Kirk Cousins now? Have you seen what's happening with the Vikings? They have a terrible start to the season. Everybody's saying, trade Kirk. It's done. It's over. The Vikings have turned it on. Jordan Addison looks incredible. Justin Jefferson's inching closer to getting back to the field. And I promise you this, it's all folly now. It doesn't matter. The Vikings schedule is so simple and so easy over the next several weeks. They would have kept winning. Cousins would have kept dealing. And we would have had a dogs and cats living together Kirk Cousins MVP campaign surging. And it's all gone now because he blew up his damn ACL. Or his ACL, his Achilles. Doesn't matter. He's gone. He's taken from me. Just as Creed is touring again as a group for the first time in years, Cousins is gone. I'm furious about it. I love Kirk. I love Julie Cousins. I love the entire Cousins family. I love the Vikings. Really feel for you. Take number four. Brock Purdy is broken. You know that Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback, is actually artificial intelligence. It's a whole conspiracy that I've been exposing for weeks now. But we need to get him some Norton antivirus. We need to get him the Geek Squad up in here because he can't get through a game. The robot is broken. I'm happy that humanity is defeating the machines and thwarting the artificial intelligence that will lead to the end of days. But I'm not happy that the 49ers continue to lose and lose and lose and lose. I don't know what we got to do here. He can't say I'm not a robot when he clicks. He can't identify all the bicycles in the picture to prove he's not a robot. He can't say which one of these is a crosswalk or a school bus. It's absolutely broken. You're going to want to watch Good Morning Football on Tuesday for my Halloween costume. Let's say it's intimately tied to this. Take number five. Jets-Giants, worst football game ever played. Worst football game ever played. Raw sewage. If you go into a porta potty, if you're at a concert or some sort of festival or something like that, and you look down into that hellish abyss down there, I think it starts with some sort of blue water, and then there's all kinds of god-awful things going on down there. That was the Jets-Giants game. They might as well have played it in the bottom of one. It was really bad. Tommy DeVito, I wanted him to come in and be this week's Tyson Bagent. He wasn't. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. He often does. Zach Wilson. That ain't a thing. It's never going to be. But that was a really, really, really bad football game until the last 20 seconds, which are amazing. I said the 24 punts, I think the record all time we said on Good Morning Football this morning, I think it's 26 and it's the 98 Chargers Raiders. I think it was one of those Ryan Leaf Chargers teams. I love you, Leaf, but that was terrible. Take number six. The Jets won that game. The Jets are alive. The Jets are 4-3. The Jets, who lost their starting quarterback in the first 6 seconds of the season, have the same record as teams many picked to make the playoffs. They have the same record as the Cincinnati Bengals. They have the same record as the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stay alive. Don't listen to everybody make fun of you about how terrible that game was. Disregard that entire take I just had about you belong at the bottom of a porta potty. You don't. That game does. Stay alive. Rodgers is coming back. It will happen. If you let it happen, if you can get to 8-7 on December 24th, the night before the birth of Christ anniversary, I believe Aaron Rodgers will be back. I think he will be back, but you got to let him be back. He's rehabbing his butt off. He's going to be there. He's going to make miracles. If you guys blow this and Zach Wilson loses 5 games in a row to start this whole streak now leading up to it, it's over. If you can get to 8-7, we will have the most hilarious, improbable, miraculous comeback. It'll be Aaron Rodgers week 17, game 16, book it, but you got to survive. Stay alive. You stay alive till then. Take number seven, Broncos. Not a golf clap. Genuine applause. You can't be taken seriously, really, as an organization if every single time you play your rival, you lose for years and years and years. I would say the same thing to the Jets. You got to beat the Patriots this year. You have to. I'll say the same thing to the Broncos. They just beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And not only beat them, they beat them up. That game wasn't terribly close. The Chiefs scored 9 points against the defense that once gave up 70 this year. Awesome win by the Broncos. That is why Sean Payton is there. It's not to beat the Raiders or the Chargers. It is to beat the Chiefs. And he has done it. In fact, the last time they played, they lost. But the Chiefs didn't look that great either. Maybe the Payton thing is real. We still have hope. And I hope it is. Take number eight. I love Will Levis. I love Will Levis. I'm going to say it again. I only have 10 minutes. I'm going to spend 30 seconds saying, I love Will Levis, this ripped rookie for the Oilers. It's so fun to say. 4 touchdown passes in his debut. It seemed like they were all in 80-yard bombs just cascading off that tricep arm of his. Beautiful quarterback to look at. Now, listen, next week, going to come crashing down. We're not wearing the Oilers jerseys anymore, and he shows up looking like a rookie. Maybe. I hope not. I really like watching him. You know, there's so many quarterbacks who were taken before him and so many athletic phenoms and guys that really look good this year, especially Stroud. Levis just sat there. He sat there with his girlfriend looking around. Apparently, I hear that girlfriend is gone now. I can tell you this. The kettlebells in his life are not gone. He is working out. He is, on a very short list of jacked, shredded starting quarterbacks. Who was on that list? Baker Mayfield? No. I was thinking of him. He's kind of a strong one. Guy's got big arms. But Brady Quinn, definitely on that list. Brady, love you. I can't think of that many others. I don't care. Levis, I love you. Take number 9. I told you I flew to Los Angeles this weekend, which means I had a combined 11 hours on a plane. And you sit down, it was in Delta, and you pull up the movie list. You know what I clicked on? I clicked on Child's Play. I watched Child's Play, which if you're like, what the hell is Child's Play? Chucky, the little doll with the knife. I haven't watched it, I think, since I was maybe in junior high. That movie's hilarious. I actually think it's really well done. I enjoyed it. I think it's hilarious also that Delta provides Child's Play for their passengers. Is that only a Halloween thing? Doesn't matter. You got Prince Humperdinck from The Princess Bride is the police detective. You got the guy, I forget the actor's name, but he's the voice of Chucky. If you're a Lord of the Rings fan, you know him as Wormtongue. He's amazing. The part where they leave him on the elevator and the old lady goes, what an ugly doll. And Chucky just goes, you. I laughed out loud. I love when Chucky's freaking out and when the mom from Seventh Heaven is going to go, speak right now or I throw you in the fire. And all of a sudden, Chucky just goes, you just loses it. Laugh out loud on the plane after a couple glasses of wine, granted, but at 30,000 feet. Watch Child's Play. Not with your kids, but it is a funny watch. And take number 10. Fruity candy is better for Halloween than chocolate candy. Chocolate is something that many of us certainly eat year-round with impunity, whenever we want. It could be a Tuesday, it could be other holidays, enjoy chocolate. But really, the only time I ever have Nerds or Laffy Taffy is Halloween. See what I'm saying? It's more specific to Halloween. And I will go in for Laffy Taffy. I enjoy it. It is a ridiculous, fun candy that comes in. I'll even eat the banana one, but I like the sour apple. I like the grape. I like the cherry. I like that it's got that little, I'm talking about the little ones, not the giant Costco-sized one. It's got that little perforation where you can just tear it, and then it kind of feels like gum, but it's just sugary as hell. Laffy Taffy, I raise the glass to you. You are the quintessential Halloween candy, and I'll have some tomorrow. Boom! We are done. And now I will talk no more because I got to get out of here. This is a short form podcast. You're probably listening in the restroom right now, hopefully not the porta potty. And you have to go back to work, my friends. So I will see you. I thank you. Tweet it, like it, review it, share it, post it, TikTok it, Facebook it. Do whatever you want. It is 10 takes with me, Kyle Brandt. And we did it in just 10 minutes. See you next week. Happy Halloween. Love you. Ten Takes is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more iHeartRadio pods, go to the iHeartRadio app, go to Apple, go anywhere you like. It'll be there.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.